The so-called ramps to nowhere near the Washington Park Arboretum are due to come down. It's part of the project to replace State Route 520 across Lake Washington. Arboretum officials announced new details yesterday about changes to the park. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
In Seattle's Montlake neighborhood, near the north end of the Arboretum, is a series of highway ramps. They look like any other highway ramp, but they're not connected to a highway.
You are looking at what I know many Seattleites in the summertime used to use as their jumping into the lake points. So basically wide ribbons of concrete.
That's Paige Miller, the executive director of the Arboretum Foundation. She gave me a tour of the ramps. Technically, no one is supposed to be on the ramps. There are signs that say no trespassing, but people are using them as places to hang out. On one of the ramps, I saw beer cans, liquor bottles, and a deck of cards. The ramps date back to the 1960s, when there were plans to build a new freeway parallel to I-5, but the highway project was eventually killed. Miller says some people have grown to appreciate the ramps.
I've been for a walk up here. There were people who suggested that they be repurposed and have plants put on them and kept. And there was a resounding feeling that no, people wanted them gone.
So the ramps are due to come down as the State Transportation Department works to replace 520 from Bellevue to Seattle. WashDOT says the ramp removal is being paid for by a federal loan that will be given to the state. That loan is also helping pay for other changes to the Arboretum, including a new bike and pedestrian trail that will run through the park. The new trail is expected to be complete in late 2015. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.